Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about women. You're awful. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and kicking ass. Today is the morning and then I woke up to how awful, filthy women are. Yes, by 2030, 45% of women aged 25 to 44 will be single and child-free, data says. Well, gee, if women were so self-entitled and fucking insane, maybe they could find somebody. But no, women want to be acting retarded. That's how they are, but eh. That's why women don't deserve rights. Just saying. Yeah, look at this dumb cunt. She fucked her fucking student in the fucking Jeep. Yeah, doesn't even have a roof. You might as well be fucking in the middle of the fucking street. Yeah, why don't you go fucking the bleachers? Go fucking the fucking, I don't know. Why don't you go fucking a park? I don't know. Is there any other public place you could do it? It could be like in the movie Crank when they fucking, the Chinese theater in front of it or something? Yeah, man, these women are fucking insane, right? But apparently I'm stupid, huh? Oh yeah, looky here, here's this Erica Kirk clone. Yeah, this bitch says, Florida teacher, 23, arrested for having sexual relationship with her 14-year-old student, walked away with just house arrest after lawyer claimed she's too pretty for prison. Yeah, she is pretty, and she does have a big-ass fucking Joker chin. That's the only thing I don't agree with, but, you know, she is pretty. I would fuck her. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Instead of giving her house arrest, why don't you give her to me? I don't give a shit she's a pedophile. I'll fucking do all kinds of things to her. Yeah, fun times indeed. But what other bullshit's coming up? Let's find out. Oh, here's another one. Another teacher. It says alleged gangbang teacher ordered to stay away from alleged victims. See her bikini pics. This bitch is a teacher and she's teaching your kids the ABCs? No, I think she's teaching them about the birds and the bees. Ooh, fun times indeed. And you saying that the future is female and this is the shit that they do? Oh yes, friends, we're fucked. We're totally fucked. That's why women deserve no rights. You pull that shit away from them, you put them in the kitchen, and you get them pregnant, and they better make you that sandwich. If not, they get five across the face. Just saying. Oh, looky here. This one is a tattooed teacher. She fucked her student, or she fucked her little brother. Or was her student like her little brother? Who the fuck knows? These bitches are fucking insane. But because they're women, they can do no wrong. Oh, but this bitch was a guy. Oh, this guy would have been so crucified, they would have hanged his ass on the wall, and they would have been fucking with him. Yeah, but because she's a lovely lady. Oh, no! Bullshit. Next. Oh, wait, friend, here is the crown jewel of this fucking bullshit. Look what this lady did to her husband. She got caught cheating, fucking another dude, and this guy goes on the deep end. So let's watch.
Oh, please, Max.
This is how it ends. This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted.
Shut the fuck up, you stupid pig. This guy got cheated on. How the fuck do you feel if your wife was fucking another dude? You have guns. You wouldn't blow that guy's brains out too? They're like, what the fuck? Women get so fucking awful and so self-entitled. And they think that we're supposed to put up with this shit. Why, women? Why? All we want to do is be with you and take care of you. But you do this awful shit. No. People will get tired and they will do something. You see? Just watch.
If you don't want to talk to us, how about you talk to one of my other partners? How about that?
No, I don't want to talk to anyone. Hey, look, my fate is sealed, my guy. My fate is sealed. I am rock bottom.
No, friend, don't lose hearts. I know it hurts getting cheated on. I know how that feels. It's really fucked up. But there is life after betrayal. You just gotta find it. And especially if you have kids with this fucking bitch, don't do stuff like that. It's gonna hurt more.
Nothing you're gonna do here. It's if you give me that right now, and I take his life, or you take my life.
Yeah, that kind of hits close to home too. Twice, actually. The first time when I was a kid, yeah, my dad was cheating on my mom with some fucking bitch who later became my stepmother. Fucking whore. Yeah, when mom found out that my dad was cheating, because my mom is from a place in Mexico that they're fucking super hotheads. I'm not gonna say where, but you can find out. Yeah, she had a 38 snub nose. Guess what? She went to go find him. She found out where my dad was living at the time, and she went in and started knocking with all three of us. But I don't know if the dad, my dad was there or whatnot.
Didn't answer. Good thing, if not she would have been in jail.
Oh, and me, actually, with my last chick that I was totally in love with, I found that she was cheating on me because I'm an idiot. I went to do the same fucking thing, but the guy hit on me. He was hiding, and the guy was in the military. They're like, what, bitch? You can't fucking defend yourself, but you suppose you could defend the country? Fuck you. A stupid whipback like me could take you out like nothing. But it didn't happen. I'm still here. But remember, friend, you shouldn't hurt people because people, they're going to get theirs. Just wait after the Civil War, then you could, you know, take care of these people in your lot, not a list. Anyways, let's continue.
She's not here, Max.
Exactly. So it's going to be Mana or you guys. That's it. That's all it's going to come down to.
Yeah, this dude's in complete fucking mode. He don't give a fuck. Yeah, I've been in this situation before. I know what happens. It's not good. So don't do it. Just saying.
That's going to come down to you.
Can we talk?
No, we can't talk. Because I am done with this, dude. I have tried so goddamn hard, and especially for you.
I understand. But
especially for you.
Yes, I understand. You lost your cool. I know it hurts a lot that your woman is cheating on you, but don't flip out. Yes, because in the end of the day, because you're a man, you're the ones gonna get the short end of the stick. Yes, don't do this. You're gonna get fucked. Hell, you might get fucked already, but don't get the biggest black dick, man. Just avoid the big black cock. Try to go for the smallest Asian cock. Yeah, you're gonna get fucked. Just, it is what it is, friend. Just don't make it worse for you, okay? Just saying.
I tried so hard.
Yeah, I had that once before when some bitch started running in her mouth. Yeah, I took out my fucking switchblade and I went jump, bah, stabbed right on the fucking table and broke it in half. Not the knife, but the table. Fucking A.
I get that.
Well, at least the guy's not completely off the deep end. He's being polite and letting the guy pass, so okay. Maybe you can salvage this. Let's find out.
With me, though.
No, I'm not gonna hurt her. That's my boy's mom. I'm not gonna hurt her.
Okay.
I'm not gonna hurt her.
Let her go.
I'm not worried about her.
Okay.
Actually, your wife does deserve this pain. Yes, she's the one that started this all. Yeah, that guy wouldn't enter your life if it wasn't because of your wife. Yes, so the common denominator is your wife. So yes, she's the one that deserves the pain and misery, not you or the other guy. Yeah, even though the guy's the one cheating with her, but he's just an innocent victim. Yeah, he didn't know, so act accordingly, guy. Just saying.
You want to go out there with them? I want you guys to shoot me.
No, I don't want to shoot you.
Yeah, shoot this guy for being a dumb fucktard. Yeah, why the hell you're with a woman that's fucking cheating on you? Are you that fucking retarded? Do you need fucking confirmation? Visual confirmation of her fucking sucking dick? Yeah, you're retarded. All you gotta do is just turn around and walk away. That's all you gotta do. Just like Humongous says, walk away. Just walk away. But you won't. You jackass.
That's the thing.
You're gonna shoot me.
Please don't hurt him.
Yes, piggies, please don't hurt him. Yes, this chick did the masterful job in fucking him over. She's doing all the pain all by her lonesome. You'll need to shoot him. She's doing the worst pain possible. But let's continue.
Stop. Hey, get him out. Get him out.
Oh, it looks like this Christmas dinner is getting some taser seasoning. Yes, you dumb fucktard. That's what happens when you advance. You're gonna get shocked. You lucky you didn't get no fucking bullets in your guts, you dumb fuck. But time to dance, right, butthole?
Let's take
that
kitchen shots fired. I'll turn your proof for. We have a suspect down.
Oh, the wife is crying now after the fucking husband's on the floor fucking shaking and fucking doing his little breakdancing. Oh, but was she crying and sobbing when she was getting her guts rearranged by the other dude? Probably not. But let's see what other things happen, right?
Hey, stay with us. I just don't know where it's at. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, retard, why the fuck are you apologizing to this bitch? She started all this shit. This happened because of her. You fucking simp. You should fucking do the honorable thing and commit seppuku. But of course, I'm fucking stupid. What do I know, right? And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. And these are my delusionals, so apparently I'm delusional. But let's continue.
We're getting him help right now, okay? We're getting him help.
This is the woman's fault.
Yes, hallelujah, thank you. You finally realized that this shit is because of you, you dumb bitch. But yeah, I bet you were bored, huh? Now you got all the excitement you ever wanted, and then some. Enjoy.
It's not your fault. You can't control other people's actions.
Yes, you simpy cop, you can't control other people's actions. But what you can control is your actions. If you stab someone in the back and then you twist it, gee, you don't think you're gonna get a reaction out of that shit? Are you fucking stupid, you fucking cop? Fucking idiot. So fucking stupid. Of course, women can do no wrong. It's always men's fault. The guy pushed this bitch down and to sit on the other dude's dick, huh? Yeah, that guy fucking ripped off his wife's fucking clothes or underwear and forced her to fuck another dude, huh? Oh, okay. Bad man. Fucking simps.
He kept saying that. He said, I've come to the conclusion, that you're with him, and I'm okay with that.
No, stupid. Obviously, it wasn't okay. He was fucking breaking. Yeah, and look, he reached his breaking point. Now, enjoy.
Just tell me the truth. But I wasn't gonna tell him. We're not together. I told him we're not together. We still see each other, we mess around.
Oh, and you think that's not gonna fuck him over, you dumb bitch? You're a bitch.
He comes over sometimes, but I wasn't gonna tell him that.
You see this shit? You see why you can't trust women? They do stuff like this. They will lie to you. They lie in your face. Maybe they don't mean to lie to you at that moment, but because women are stupid fucking children that they think in the moment, they will fuck you over, so act accordingly, friends.
We have a cloth. He got my phone and he went through the messages and we have been sexting.
Now you understand why you need to control and chaperone women? Because they do stupid shit. You can't trust people. They're so fucking stupid.
How did you get your phone? I know. I was drinking. I was tired. I remember I fell asleep in the car and then I just remembered being in bed and then he...
Oh, you were drinking, huh? I bet you got so drunk off your fucking ass you were saying stupid shit and you revealed to your husband that you were doing stupid shit. Yes. So, yeah, this is all your fault. I'm assuming, but it's just a little inkling, but let's continue.
He woke me up, calling me a whore, calling me a liar, saying
that he was
gonna go.
As soon as I found out, he's still him and he put a sad emoji.
His friend explains that he spoke to Max on the phone while he was being pursued by police.
Oh, so your friend was doing an O.J. Simpson, huh? Well, at least you were talking to him and you got to find out what's going inside the guy's head, so let's find out.
And shares the tragic details of their conversation.
He had called, I think, some prevention hotline, but that person that he had called on that hotline, they hung up on him or they gave up on him or something.
Yep, that seems about right. People are so fucking worthless and pathetic, you can't do nothing with them. If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. Just saying.
Something abruptly happened, I guess, because he just said, I gotta go, thank you for everything, and I love you.
I mean, this is a man who was hurting, and angry, and sad, and he told me, you're never gonna forget this night, it's gonna be...
That's fucked up. You're gonna make this into a memory because of fucked up shit? No, friend. Instead of using this thing as your low point, you should use this thing as tackling fuel so you can move forward. So 5 years from now, when you're doing better, and then your ex-wife calls you, oh, can we get back together? And you're with a nice little thing and you're doing way better, you could tell her no and hang up on her, bitch.
Engraving your memory.
Listen, this is the one case that's gonna stick with you forever, okay, brother? I want you to remember this night, and I hope to God that you learn from it. You can't save them all. I'm one of those you can't save.
No, friend, you are worthy of saving. Yes, don't give up. I know things are looking fucked up, but yeah, just because your life is destroyed doesn't mean you can't find a new one. Yeah, there is life after betrayal. I am a living testament. This other guy's has suffered this shit. Yeah, just don't do it, friend. Live for the future. Let's build this great army and we could take these women's rights away and we could turn them into the proper women they should be. Just saying.
This is the part where I became the most scared that I've ever been in my entire life. I mean, he already told me he's coming after me specifically. He already threatened to kill police officers prior to even threatening me specifically.
You faggot, the guy is hurt and his wife cheated on him. How would you feel if your woman cheated on you, huh? You fucking pussy. You're a bitch. I bet you don't even have a woman. You have a fucking dude. You have a guy that's fucking you in the ass, you fucking worthless ass bitch. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid idiot. Let's continue.
The threat's right here, and it's in front of me. And I was thinking in my head, I'm like, this guy actually showed up here. He's armed with scissors. He said he doesn't care about his life. That's the moment where you realize what you're probably going to end up having to do.
This dude is a cop and he's having these ideas in his fucking noodle? What the fuck? What kind of shit is this? Man, they getting all these weak effeminate weirdos to be cops? God. Yes, I guess men and women are starting to become one and the same. What the fuck? Whatever, trannies, I guess. Anyways, let's continue.
And, it's scary. It's a scary feeling. It really is.
I kept telling myself that the pops were like pellet, whatever the... Not a real gun. But in my mind...
Clearly, this woman is fucking stupid, so why are you listening to her? She has nothing relevant to say. She started all this bullshit. Yeah, she's just a fucking giant children, a giant child with tits. Yes, so that's why you don't listen to women, but like you guys want to fuck women, you are, so enjoy.
He's okay, he's just on the floor.
There's really no easy way for me to tell you this. But I'm sorry, Max is getting righteous.
Damn, that's fucked up. That dude lost his life because of this fucking bitch. Yes, friends, moral of the story, don't die for a woman, especially one that's fucking worthless and will rip out your heart.
No.
Just saying.
Hey, Captain Bridges, I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, I guess now there's an empty spot. Now the guy that you cheated with, now he could come in, he could be your man now. So, I guess winner, winner, chicken dinner, right? Okay, let's continue.
I wish I was. Oh my gosh. No! I called him.
Are you serious?
Yes, I did.
Yes, bitch, it is all your fault. Your husband died because you cheated on him, so he got killed by the cops. Oh, yes. You're fucking stupid. You think that lovely lady was gonna be your fucking ticket to heaven, and it was the road to hell. Yes, friends, you be careful with these women, because all they're gonna do is destroy you, and don't be broken and forgotten. Move forward. Let's take women's rights away, because they don't deserve it. Okay, friends? You take care and be the best you can. Well, goodbye, friends.